The health and fitness industry is full of loud voices of the minority, nearly always attempting to sell you on the latest and greatest product or program. Information runs rampant without check and is often more harmful than its proclaimed objective of being life-changing. However, the human is a multifaceted being, less simple than many would have us think. Welcome to the Health and Performance Show, where we believe human life is a complex integration of factors beyond just the physical, but that evidence-based practice is the best strategy for optimizing this life. If you're looking for the answers to improving your health and performance, we won't claim to have them all, but are confident we're getting there and you should join us. Stay tuned for expert interviews, firsthand stories of transformation, and in-depth discussions about everything health, fitness, and performance related. Now let's get this thing started. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Health and Performance Show. This is the first, or the inaugural first episode of this show. Many of you are probably past listeners of the Shred Shred Strength podcast, which is something I did for a decent amount of time and was just stoked, learned a lot out of it, had some really good experts on, and some people who had stories that really needed to get out there. And this is sort of, you might say, a rebranding of sorts, but the principles that we had over at the Shred Shed and the podcast that we had going on there are still the same. I wanted to bring this closer to home and closer to my own personal training business and what I do. And so in the effort of maintaining integrity and really making it more personable, this is the show. This is the new podcast. And so I'm glad you've joined me. Thank you for listening. Appreciate that. And before I get into today's episode, I just want to ask you to go over and leave a review. Just pause this podcast real quick and leave us a review based on how you feel so far. Or you can wait till the end. But just so you don't forget, I'll try to remind you at the end of the episode. Leave us a review and subscribe. Go ahead and just subscribe. That way, any updated episodes, which hopefully get to the point where we're doing multiple each week, you have access to right away and you don't miss them. The stuff I put out, I have a pretty strong litmus test for what I put out. And so what I do put out, I'm confident that people will find value in it. And it's not just me putting stuff out for the sake of putting content out. So that being said, let's go ahead and roll into today's topic, which is really the topic stewardship. And, you know, if you know anything about me or have read the intro to this episode, you know that this podcast is not solely about health and performance, but really I believe in the philosophy I approach in as a professional is that if you're going to talk about physical health, you will inevitably talk about spiritual, mental health, psychosocial health. Otherwise, you're parsing out something that's really complex, that is human life, and you can't do that. You cannot isolate, just like you can't isolate one muscle group and expect large results. You have to tackle the body and the life as a whole. So anyways, stewardship. I'm going to go ahead and get started with kind of an introduction why we're talking about stewardship. And then we're going to kind of dive deep into the topic of stewardship and how it's really important in terms of using it as a motivating factor to improving your health and performance. So stewardship is, it's kind of it's a word that you might associate with religion or faith. If you have a religion or faith, whether it's Christianity or another, you may know what stewardship is or have a concept. If you're not religious or you don't have any kind of spiritual faith, stewardship may be completely off your radar, and that's okay, because chances are you might practice this without even actually knowing it. And so we'll just talk a little bit about the definition here. If you were to Google stewardship, it would say something like this: the conducting, supervising, or managing of something and the resources available for it. Pretty simple, right? Well, it's derived from the word steward, which back in the day, the good old days, a steward was somebody who was employed to a large household or an estate to manage concerns domestically, local concerns, and use the resources available wisely. So if you're a steward of say, like a the home of a wealthy family, you would be in charge of all the finances and the managing the household, paying taxes, and seeing that the income and the outgo all are match up. And so you can think about it that way. That's one way to think about it in terms of like a financial manager. You could also be a steward of, say, a business. This would be the modern equivalent of, say, the financial office of a corporation, or if it's a small business, it could be the secretary. That's someone's a steward, where they're in the trenches, so to speak, of the ins and outs of the daily tasks that happen in that business. So why stewardship? Why is this? What does this have to do with anything related to health and performance? Well, in a world where, especially now, we're told by social media influencers and neo-spiritual people that we need to learn how to love our bodies and love ourselves, and not look to others or compare ourselves to others, that's all good intentioned, and I think there's something to that, but it's an incomplete narrative. There's something wrong with that, and here's what's wrong with it: is if we're loving ourselves solely for the sake of loving ourselves, we're missing the point. Because yes, looking to others as motivation or aspiring to be somebody else in terms of health or physical appearance, strength, whatever, that's definitely, we know that that's not going to get us very far. The vanity of loving ourselves and our bodies and looking to that love of ourselves for motivation to stay healthy and fit also is, it's a short stick. We're not going to get real far with that. And there's times where we find that loving ourselves, our love for ourselves fails. Where do we look? So that's why stewardship is a superior motivation for getting healthier or improving physical fitness, or even your performance in whatever you might be pursuing. Ultimately, when we steward our bodies and steward our health, it requires two things. Well, one is the management of resources, right? You know, resources are not endless. They're not infinite. They're finite. And so being a good steward means, well, you're managing finite resources available to you, and you're recognizing that they're finite. Not just our bodies, which we're all terminal, right? But also things like nutrition and the time we have in each day. Being a good steward means we utilize those well, right? If we love ourselves and our bodies, our discernment of love for ourselves or our bodies might actually not be the best option for our bodies and for our health, for our longevity. In fact, we might be choosing to sit on the couch and eat ice cream and watch Netflix. And there's little to be said about how healthy that is, especially when it becomes a habit. And you get caught in the cycle of using the excuse that you're loving yourself. So the two aspects to managing resources is that, one, it requires your active desire and searching for knowledge that's going to benefit you. If you're looking after yourself and loving yourself and not necessarily perceiving your health and performance or your health and fitness from a stewardship standpoint, you may be misled. In terms of knowledge, the loudest, most novel voice might catch your ear, and that might be the source of your information, and it could be very well false. The second aspect of this is being a good steward not just includes looking for the right knowledge, but also it mandates application of the knowledge. You can love yourself and get really smart, but if you're not actually applying it, you're effectively not stewarding those resources that you have very well. And so being a good steward requires searching for the right knowledge, but also mandates that you apply it. So the opposite of what I'm talking about here in terms of loving yourself or even whatever non-stewardship might be is really vanity-related motivation. So if you're vanity motivated or vainly motivated to go work out or to eat well, it's not going to last long. Your compliance rate is going to be pretty low, and you might make poor decisions in the short run. Poor decisions that will affect you, your life, and your health in the long run. We certainly don't want to use vain motives for what we choose to do in terms of our health and fitness. That being said, I'm going to go through 3 points and then I'll wrap it up, because I know if you know me, I can talk and not always say a lot. So the first point we have here, guys, is to be a steward of our health. You have to first find the value of your body outside yourself. And it goes back to my point of, you know, if my motivation is vain, is egotistic, that I just need to love myself, that's something that's inside myself. That's not necessarily intrinsic motivation, because it's not from actual desire to do what's right for myself. It just it's almost superficial. You're not finding value of your body outside yourself. You're attempting to find it inside yourself, or artificially create it out of thin air. The problem with that is, if you're going to steward yourself and your body well and make choices that are healthy for you, then you've got to identify an outside source of value for your body. You got to have an impetus to be a good steward of it. Opposed as a motive to vanity would be admiration of yourself. So if your sole goal is to admire yourself, that's not going to last long. It's utterly self-centered and lacking any extrinsic purpose, which extrinsic motivation can oftentimes be that extra boost whenever your internal locus of control is shallow or is failing. And by the way, guys, I'm using terms that I'm assuming we all know, locus of control and motivation, which I can go into in another episode, but I won't take time to explain it here. Go ahead and just Google it. And ultimately, if we're finding value of our body inside ourselves, if we're fabricating it, it's not going to be sustainable. At some point, something's going to happen to us, be it a disease or an illness, or we just don't feel great today. That is going to completely wipe out that quote unquote love of ourselves, and we'll be left with no other motivation to go out and exercise or make healthy choices. You can see this actually clinically in patients with depression, where they can't fabricate, they have no capability of fabricating a love for themselves. And so unless they have some kind of outside, perception of their own value, it's hard to counter the effects of depression. Now, depression is a chemically motivated or chemically triggered diagnosis or illness, so it's not like you can just think different and also not be depressed. But the point here is, if we are relying solely on our own decision to love ourselves, it's not going to take us very far. Some of you who are faith-based or religious might be able to see through my point here, and that is, if you don't feel like your body and your being has been given an intrinsic value from an outside source, i.e. God, you're going to really find it hard to be a good steward of your body. And so my argument here for those who are perhaps Christians or of another faith is, often we find that we raise the spiritual above the physical, and there's a problem with that too. The spiritual is not superior to the physical, because if we're valuing our bodies and we see God as placing value on us, we can't refute the fact that a significant part of us is our bodies. And so we are compelled to live healthy. In fact, as Christians, if you're a Christian, I am, but if as Christians, we should be the healthiest people in the world. The problem with that is that we're infamous for not being, which says a little bit about our disconnect in our understanding of the physical and the spiritual and all that makes up the human being. But I digress. So on to the second point, guys. When making decisions about our health, stewarding it requires the power of action, and inaction is seen as being equally impactful for the positive or for the negative. And so to make this really simple, sometimes doing something like going out and working out or eating super healthy and making it an obsession can actually be harmful. So action can be harmful, right, to our bodies, good action. And inaction can actually be good. And so we got to see a balance in our decision making and not lean or shift the pendulum, so to speak, from one side to the other. If you're stewarding your own health and your body, you're going to be balanced. And that's ironically, that's not a very easy line to walk, balance that is. And so you can picture it actually as opposed to a scale, more of like concentric circles. This is an analogy that's used, I've heard used a couple of times, where concentric circles like a target where you set up quote unquote priorities, but when you think about your resources available, they are finite, so you want to steward them well. And so in those concentric circles like a target, you want to shoot arrows like your resources and in the direction of the concentric circles, and you may miss sometimes, but if you're stewarding well, you're going to hit each area on target until your resources run out. And so instead of trying to balance everything, you want things to be congruent. You want things to find their place and allocate resources appropriately, and then be flexible, resilient enough to sometimes be okay with maybe not eating your salad for lunch every day because you're on a trip and all that's available is McDonald's. And so it's okay to eat McDonald's. So inaction and action can be equally impactful for the positive or negative. And by being a good steward, we acknowledge that sometimes choices require flexibility, and also that an anxious personality about being healthy or in shape can also be harmful. I talk a lot about just taking time to be quiet and meditating or praying or pausing in life. That's something we need more and more now that life is getting busy in our world. So the second point, if we're, and I'll add to that end, if we're looking at if we're internally motivated, oftentimes loving ourselves is impulsive. It's do whatever I want, and that's what's positive. And so, again, as opposed to a vain motivation, stewarding means that you're finding an element of congruency in the decisions you make about your health and fitness. Third point. So stewarding requires the practice of prudence and foresight. All right, this is huge, guys. So when we think about our health and fitness, we can't be impulsive, like I mentioned before, but we also can't make decisions on a whim and expect results. There's a quote you hear me say if you listen to me at all or follow me on social media, and that is little often and over the long haul is the key to success. Excuse me. So the point here is we have to be prudent. We have to have foresight in how we organize our lives in terms of our health and our performance or our fitness. And so we talk a little bit about how health is priority, right? Before you can attempt to be fit or perform well, you have to get healthy. If you're ill or you have a disease, we got to get that under control and get a medically appropriate management strategy for that before we can expect to go show up at the gym and go hard in terms of getting stronger or more fit. That being said, practicing prudence and foresight, if we're aiming to improve our fitness, or if we're aiming to start eating better, or if we're aiming to manage stress better, we can't do it on a day-to-day basis. We have to set out a plan. And in order to set up a plan, we have to have goals. And so this goes back to just self-improvement basics, productivity basics, is you can't expect to get anywhere or improve anything if you're not tracking something and if you haven't set a goal for achieving something. And so if you're going to steward your body well, you're going to practice prudence and foresight in the elements that will affect your health and fitness and performance. This decision-making that we often find ourselves in is largely influenced by the newest trends or the newest influencers or voices in our lives, and that's not practicing prudence and foresight. So the ability to be able to be on a, let's say a strength program, or be on a diet or a calorie deficit to lose weight, and still encounter different opinions and voices from the media or social media, people you trust and know, who might actually say something contrary to what you're doing presently, and still continue to be consistent in what you're doing, shows prudence and foresight. But to be fickle and to bounce around is not going to get us anywhere. That's not a good stewardship of our resources. It's also not good stewardship in the sense that we are, well, for lack of a better term, tunnel vision for a time, because we have a clearer cut goal. Now, is it okay to pivot on our programs and our approaches? Well, sure, especially if we see warning signs that what we're doing right now isn't getting us progress or is harmful. But one of the biggest mistakes people make in their programs, in their workout programs, in their nutrition, is that they don't trust the process. And so that's huge. So guys, to review our 3 points about being a steward, and this is if you may be a steward if, or if you want to use stewardship as a better motivator as opposed to other vain reasons, the 3 points here are you have to first find value of your body outside of yourself. It could be family, friends, or if you're religious or spiritual, it could be God. Continue to dwell on the fact that your body is more valuable than just the value you give it. It's valuable because it's a human body and it matters. And there's more to it than just the physical. Second point is, when making a decision about your health, stewarding requires the power of action and inaction as being seen as equally impactful for the positive or the negative. And ultimately, your decisions have to be congruent with your goals. And doing one thing could be harmful, even though it's on the surface good. And so asking questions of like, why, and why do I think this, and finding support and practicing evidence-based knowledge acquisition is huge for that. And the third point is, being a good steward of our health requires prudence and foresight. The biggest point here is trust the process. You know, find something that you, an exercise program or a nutritional approach that you have evidence to be efficacious and it works for you, and stay consistent in it. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as you're consistent, that's going to be the money on your progress. It's not going to be the magic of the program itself. So those are our 3 points in regards to stewardship, guys. And I got a couple questions for you, and I'll post these questions in our Facebook group, the Health and Performance Guild. If you haven't joined it already, feel free to search that up, or you can email me, doug@sarasotafit.com, and I'll add you to the group on Facebook. That's a group, by the way, where my goal is to have experts in the field, or researchers, practitioners, and people who have gone through their own physical transformations firsthand, all come together to contribute to a body of knowledge that can help those who are either contemplating starting, changing their lives, or in the middle of it and just need more knowledge, motivation, have questions, and so on. So it's a guild of sorts. But the questions that I'm gonna leave you with today are, what motivates you, and is it vain by nature? If it's vain, meaning it's shallow, it's self-driven, it's very important to start asking what other things might motivate me that are a little bit more in-depth and based on what we talked about today. Second question is, do you feel like your body contains value has been given value, and are you compelled to steward it well? If not, what historical experiences, relationships, or other psychosocial elements might be behind this? Things like emotional or physical abuse in the past, not limited to those, but experiences, you know, like for me, and I'll share my story at some point, even though I have before, but I'll share it again, of growing up and getting made fun of, not even directly, but just feeling a sense of like a peer pressure because I was overweight. And those experiences definitely have changed me and have affected the way that I value myself. And I have to continue to remind myself that my value isn't coming from one source, but it's coming from multiple sources, and it's intrinsic. I can't give it value, but it's valuable. And so what might have affected your sense of your value of your body? That's important to ask. Find the source of that. And lastly, what decisions could you proactively make right now that would demonstrate stewardship of your body? So think about your resources. Think about where you're at. How could you best steward what you have right now, the time, the money, the nutrition, the food, and all that? How could you best steward it? Maybe it just means ending this podcast, taking some time and being quiet if you happen to be stressed out or have some kind of anxiety. Maybe it means getting up and going for a walk. Being a little bit active, right? Or it could just actually mean after you're done with this, go work out. You haven't for a while, go work out, foster some motivation and come back and start to set out a plan so you can be more consistent. Or maybe it means being a little bit more prudent about what you decide for dinner tonight instead of just whimsically making a choice. So whatever that might be, guys, feel free to share it with us in the Facebook group if you're not already part of it. Join it and introduce yourself and share your answers to these questions. And lastly, before I leave you guys, if you felt like this episode was helpful, you enjoyed it, or it was beneficial to you or potentially beneficial to somebody else, please share it. You can share it multiple ways. Shoot somebody a text, shoot multiple people a text, and also leave us a review. Give us an honest review. It doesn't have to be buttering us up, but give us a good review and like us on Facebook. But most of all, if I could wish anything for anybody listening, go over and join our Facebook group. Nothing attached. The goal there is to create a community of people who are looking to steward their health and performance in their lives, maximize their sense of feeling, how well they feel, how well they look, and how well they perform. And doing it in a way that is evidence-based, that takes into account the scientific literature, anecdotal and empirical evidence, and also our basic values of life. And so that being said, guys, hope you have a good rest of your day. Thanks for listening, and looking forward to talking to you on the next episode.